My name is Justice Wabisha. I come from the Lower Sioux Indian community in southwestern Minnesota. Lower Sioux, it's a really small community of 800 to 900, and I work as a recreational leader at our rec department, and I get to work daily with the youth of our community, and it's a real fun job. We see anywhere from 30 to 50 kids a day, and we just participate in like sporting activities, field trips. We have weekly classes for them, like drum and dance. We have a cooking class to help them with some life skills, and we have tutors come in twice a week to help them with their schoolwork and whatnot. And it's a real fun job and fun place to hang out.
What age range?
The age range is from about 6 up to 14, 15 years old.
What challenges and opportunities do you see for the young people at the Lower Sioux?
Well, some of the challenges I see are just hanging in and getting their schoolwork done. I'm not quite sure of the graduation rate, but it's something I would like to see improve. Then with the rec center where I work, I think is a big improvement for the kids to motivate them, to help them with their schoolwork and give them a place of belonging. And it's a place where they come and they feel like they belong there and have a big say-so of what we do.
Did you grow up on the Lower Sioux?
Yes, I did. I moved from Minneapolis when I was 6 years old to Lower Sioux, and it wasn't quite as big when I first grew up there. Our population has grown over the years. I graduated from Redwood Valley High School, which is about 6 miles off the res, in the year 2000. It's a real rural community, so it was kind of boring at times, but you know, we always had our family and things to help us out, and it's a real good place to live. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, talk more about what was important to you and growing up, and makes you feel like you have that strong connection. What mattered to you?
I'd say a lot of my culture helped me. I travel for powwows and other cultural gatherings when I was growing up, and I still do. And I feel that's very important to get out to our children, to help them succeed in life, and just to remember who they are and where they come from.
What do you feel like you've gotten out of the Blandon Leadership Workshops, and maybe what do you want to take back to your community?
One thing I've gotten out of it is just ways to help you handle certain problems or situations, a whole new way of thinking. They teach you real intense training. It was on how to frame issues, how to mobilize certain issues, and met a lot of good people, built a lot of social capital, as the Blandon people would call it. I mean, met a lot of good friends and a lot of good people to network with, issues throughout Indian country here in Minnesota.
If you can, tell me a little more about what you meant by, you know, framing things in a new way or thinking of things in a different way.
Well, they teach you certain groups you would be able to approach on certain issues, stakeholders on certain issues. Like working with the youth, I'd a stakeholder in that would be like our tribal council, our the people that fund a lot of our field trips and stuff like that. Ways that I can approach them and maybe help them to see things in my point of view, or ways to get things that we need to get done.
Sounds like you're eager to go back and get going.
Yes, I am. I mean, this is our third time up here, and it's always fun and look forward to coming up, but it's always fun to return home too and share with the people what we've learned here. And they've taught us a lot, and a lot of paperwork to share with the people that funded me to come up here, and just look forward to sharing what I've learned with the people back home.
You know, I've never been to the Upper or Lower Sioux area. What's the lay of the land like?
We're right, located right on the Minnesota River. It's a lot of farmland, and it's a real, real pretty scenery to me. I mean, being up here amongst all the trees is nice too, but we have it's mostly prairie land, and like I'm saying, right along the Minnesota River, so we do get to get our fishing in, and it's good hunting land too. I like to hunt during the winter, and real nice country, real beautiful.